Are you ready for a break? Does a weekend retreat sound wonderful, or maybe, more realistically, 5 uninterrupted minutes? In this episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, I'm going to share that the idea that there is no time for mom is a thing of the past.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is episode 171. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. I want to thank today's sponsor, Second Harvest Curriculum. It's a great source to buy and sell homeschool books, and we're going to hear more about that in just a few minutes. As a reminder, I still need your help. Keeping a 24/7 podcast network going is almost a full-time job, and I want to thank you as we continue to grow. Please visit our sponsors, tell them where you heard their ad, and please follow Vintage Homeschool Moms on iTunes or any podcast feed on your mobile device or on our website. And please give me a rating on iTunes. That helps tremendously. Another way you can help is to share our audios on social media with your friends. You have become really dear to me, and I'm so blessed to see that our numbers are growing across the network. Would you believe we're over 1 million downloads and people listening from all over the world? So I want to thank you for being a follower of our network and also Vintage Homeschool Moms. Well, the purpose of today's broadcast is to set you free. While only the Lord can truly set you free from the bondage of sin, and I believe this as a Christian, I think that many homeschool moms today and moms in general feel like they have no time to think. I know I felt that way. And I don't need to run through the issues that plague moms, especially homeschool moms, each day. In my situation, after I had my second child, I became really ill with migraines. And my husband had just taken the general contractor's test and started his own business. And with my help, we launched his business, and I was managing payroll, keeping track of the insurance he needed to run his business, billing people, and tracking 2 small children. And my oldest son wasn't very verbal, but he was incredibly happy and an easygoing child, but busy, very, very, very busy. And so I spent all my time chasing around my kids and keeping up with them and keeping my son out of trouble. And when the doctor asked me if I was under stress, which often triggers migraines for those of you that suffer from them, I laughed and I said, "Oh, really? Stress? What's that? I mean, how can I ever keep stress out of my life?" And especially as my life, was just beginning as a young homeschool mom. So just like many of you, I was going 100 miles an hour. I was never taking even a second to relax and regroup. And at church, where I could be infilled and really blessed by the, message at church, I was often in the cry room with my babies and with other parents of toddlers and, walked away just being happy that we made it through another day at church without something catastrophic happening, And I know you guys understand that. So a lot of times I was really frustrated. And I didn't have time to read my Bible. I didn't have time to pray. I used to love to journal, and I couldn't do that. And other than praying, "Please, Lord, help me," my prayer life was pretty void at that time. And thankfully, I realized that my migraines were triggered by stress, but also by extreme dehydration. And for me, that was really, I feel like, an answer to prayer, because back in those days, if you can believe it or not, we couldn't just jump on the internet. We had software programs and we did have some email capability, but it was very, very minimal. And so I really prayed a lot and, looked up magazine articles and things like that and realized that I required a ton of fluids just to keep healthy. And so my trusty water bottle became my friend and came everywhere with me, even before everyone else, you know, started carrying their water bottles. So I realized at that time some very important truths. And one of them was that I needed to regroup because I couldn't keep going at the pace I was going. And I found a few things that I'm going to share with you. And these are what I call, you know, one of those moments where it just hits you and you have this aha moment. And I remember writing things down as during the day I would have these aha moments. And the first was I realized that if I didn't fill up my tank, it was going to run dry, stall, and come to a screeching halt. And that was like one of my little, you know, things I jotted down. You know, I need to fill up. And I also remember thinking that old saying, and, you know, you see it on aprons and things like that, little plaques, if mama ain't happy, then nobody is happy. Well, that's true, because when I was miserable, everybody in the family seemed to be miserable. And the third is, while in a perfect world, it's nice and wonderful and awesome to have a support team to keep us going, such as a spouse, extended family, and good friends that are all there to cheer us on, there's only one person who will never let us down. And that one person for me was God. And the fourth was, we often make our lives much more complicated than they need to be. And that is really something that I'd like you to pray about, because even recently in a ministry that I'm part of, I have been able to look at things and to simplify. And I have done that in my life. I have really, really come to the point where I simplify as much as I possibly can. And then another truth that really came to me, and that's my number five, is having it all together is a myth. My daughter and I were talking about this recently, and she was saying to me, well, I don't really want to hear or read a bunch of blog posts where people are saying, you know, I'm broken, I can't deal with it. She goes, I really want somebody who kind of has it together and who's going to share that truth with me. And she kind of like, she looked at me and, you know, like you, mom, and I start laughing. And, you know, it's not that I have it together as much as I'd like to say, you know, for one thing, that's pretty, you know, braggy and not humble at all to say something like that. But I have learned through my mistakes. So I'm going to share that with you. You know, having it all together is a myth, but learning through your mistakes is a truth. And that's where I am now. And then number six, and this is, you know, maybe partially being Italian. I think Italians are not the only ones who are really good at the guilt thing. And that is, guilt runs in the veins of every person I know when it comes to taking time out for ourselves. And homeschool moms typically are not selfish beings. If we were, more than likely we would not homeschool. And that, my friends, is the underlying issue here, especially for those of you that homeschool. We have trouble taking out time for ourselves because we feel that if we do that, we're being selfish and we don't have it all together. And we're going to fight until the bitter end to hold it together, grit our teeth, and get everything done, even if it kills us, rather than admit defeat, right? And that's where I was. And that's how it happened. You know, I started getting burnt out. I flirted with the idea of putting my kids back in school because then I'd have time. And the feeling that I had failed to get it all done. But there's great news, and that is what I'm sharing with you today. And my advice as a vintage homeschool moms, one that doesn't always have it together, but that has learned from her mistakes, one that has seen the fruits of my labors and grown kids that have made me extremely proud. I want to, you know, just share some of those tips with you of what I've learned and ways that I have been able to just spend some time alone, not necessarily going away on a retreat. If you can do that, that's awesome. But just being able to grab those times at home where I have been able to just sit back and regroup. So I want to take a quick break and tell you about our sponsor. And right afterwards, I will give you a step-by-step plan for getting your life back, your day on track, and making time for you, because you are special.
Well, today I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Second Harvest Curriculum, and you can find them at usedhomeschoolbooks.com. Second Harvest is a curriculum company owned and operated by Lori Power, and Lori's a homeschool mom, actually a graduated homeschool mom. Her homeschool journey is over, but she is providing this amazing resource. So Second Harvest is a source for quality used homeschool books with over 40 publishers to choose from. So you can visit their website and see if the books that you are looking for are available. And one of the things I love about Second Harvest is that it comes with a 30-day return policy, and I think that's really important. You know, at Second Harvest, they also buy back gently used books. So if you have some books that are sitting around that want a good home, with either a homeschool family or Christian schools, you can find out if this is something that Lori wants to carry.
And if you go to podcast 171
on Vintage Homeschool Moms, you will find information there with all of their social media links. And you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you have any questions, visit them at usedhomeschoolbooks.com or talk to Lori on the phone at 308-350-0335. And I want to thank Second Harvest for being a sponsor of Vintage Homeschool Moms. We really appreciate that.
Okay, so before I jump back in, I want to remind you that you can find this podcast episode on Vintage Homeschool Moms Podcast 171 with the show notes. And check out the blog post as well on our network. I blog over at Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Just click on the word blog and you'll find our blog posts. And we also have a private Facebook page for those of you who want to join me in private conversation. It isn't open to the public. So if you want to join, just click on the little button. And I have an awesome VA that helps me and is my assistant, and that is Gina. She runs that group currently as of this podcast, and she will actually check your profile and make sure you know that you are who you are, say you are, before we just allow anyone into the group. So that can be found at facebook.com/groups/homeschoolradiofamily, and you can just search on Facebook for Homeschool Radio Family. So are you ready to get set free, find time to have a timeout for mom, and maybe you are not on board yet, but this is the first step. You know, we all laughingly say when we, you know, if you ever put your kids in timeout, I wish somebody would do that to me, just make me go in my room and think about, you know, what I did, or just even have a break, right? So I'm going to give you a rule, and this is probably the only rule I'm going to give you, but there is a rule. Number one, mom time means no kids, no spouse, only you, and a few minutes of silence. That, if you can do that one thing, you are going to find that your life is going to change. I am beginning a new podcast that is called A Few Minutes with God, and I'm actually, you know, may have started that when you hear this recording. And that was a word from the Lord many years ago in my journey. I was struggling and in my journey to getting closer to God. And that was my lifeline and really my salvation. It has helped me focus on what is truly important. If you don't stop and listen, how can you hear God? What is he telling you? So I started very small with 1 minute a day, just one. And slowly I added a minute to each day. So maybe realistically that may only be 5 minutes in your life right now because things are so busy and so hectic. But if you can reach that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or whatever your schedule allows of just silence, of just saying, here I am, Lord. You know, Lord, just take the busyness away from me. I'm just going to give you a blank mind. And if you can do this one thing, and I'll go into more detail in the first series of podcasts on the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network that I started, and especially on this show, A Few Minutes with God. But if you can do that, you will be on your way to a happier and more fulfilled person. And, you know, one of the things I learned early on is that only God can fill our tank to overflowing with love and joy, so we can share that love with our family. The second thing I want to share with you is stop the internal guilt. Maybe you're not a guilty person. You know, you don't feel any guilt when you think about taking time away for yourself. And that's awesome. But I'm one of those people that does. And I feel like I'm being selfish. And if I take any time to myself, then, you know, it's almost like I'm betraying my family, you know? And so I learned very early on, again, that even though I still combat this, that guilt is not from God. And if you feel it, you should not have any time to yourself to be pampered, and that looks different for each one of us, then just take hold of that thought and discard it. I felt guilty for years, and I felt that, you know, I needed to start with little steps, and that's what I'm going to share with you. So first I prayed every time I began to feel guilty, something like this. I am a child of God. God has made me in his image and likeness. He has made me to be a wonderful spouse, mother, and caregiver to my children and my husband. And God will provide the grace and the strength for me to succeed. I don't have to do this on my own. And this prayer may look different for you. And maybe you want to replay that and write that down and pray it with me. But God did provide the grace and the strength for me to succeed. And by listening to his voice, I started this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Before that, I started Media Angels Publishing. And before that, I just started writing because the Lord was leading me to write. I just released the first in a series of what's going to be a series of ministry books, A Few Minutes with God. And you can find that at my website at mediaangels.com. But that was from hearing God's voice. And it gives you a sense of fulfillment to be able to follow something that the Lord is sharing with you. And whether that is, you know what, order pizza tonight instead of making a full course dinner, streamline, simplify, whatever that is, you will be able to feel peace and joy and not have guilt. Because even that, in ordering out, you know, the few times that we did when we were first starting out and all of our money was going to our, you know, growing our company, and we lived in a small little house. And, you know, my first house here in Florida didn't even have central air conditioning. I remember one year getting a toilet. I am not kidding you, a toilet from my mother and father-in-law for a birthday present. And never in my wildest dreams would I ever be happy for that. But, you know, ours didn't work well. And, you know, here we had this brand new toilet, you know, for our one bathroom in our house. And so, you know, I've come a long way from those days. But I know that just that little break of not having to cook that one meal was a blessing. And so, like I said, this prayer could look different for each one of you. But take the time right now and promise me that you will take a few minutes to seek God in prayer. And if you are a Christian, especially, you know, you will be so blessed, and follow the step to becoming guilt-free. And if you don't know the Lord, I invite you to find God, because he and he alone can really set us free. The third thing I want to share with you is find that one thing, and I've talked about this before in other podcasts, that one thing that would give you some mom time. And this helps you to get your life back. For me, it became, you know, reading a book for pleasure or a long soak in the tub. When my kids were little, it was a 5-minute soak after they were in bed. And as they grew older, it was a luxury of, you know, maybe looking at a magazine or, you know, reading a book that I wanted to read, or delving into a religious study or a Bible study that I had been meaning to get to, and just taking that 5 minutes a day. Yeah, maybe it was a 30-minute lesson that you were supposed to go through. And if I could spend 5 minutes a day, and so what if it took me a week to get through it? That was a sense of accomplishment. And you know what? These Bible studies, sometimes that are geared up to like read the whole Bible or read the book of Proverbs in a month, it rushes us through. And sometimes I feel like, you know, it's perfect for us busy moms to just take that 5 minutes and savor that section of the study. I created a study, Homeschooling with Proverbs, and you can find it at homeschoolingwithproverbs.com. And in that study, I took the book of Proverbs and I actually made it a 9-month study, because And when I did it with my family, would you believe it was 18 months? But I did that because I wanted to really study all of the nuances of the book of Proverbs and apply it to my homeschool family. And it was a 2-year study for us. But people, sometimes we rush through, and just having that small luxury, whether it is reading something you want to read or just, you know, being able to soak a little bit longer in the tub or whatever that is, taking a walk. One of my friends, Meredith Curtis, and she and I podcast at Vintage Homeschool Moms pretty much every first Monday of the month. And Meredith goes and takes a walk around the block. That is her time to regroup. And I remember one time I was struggling with something and I called her and she said, you know what? I want to pray with you, but first I need to think about this and I'm going to go take a walk and I'll call you back. I thought, whoa, that's pretty strange. You know, why are you doing that? And she later explained to me that that was her time. That was her prayer time. She could walk around the block. And after she got back, it was like her mind was cleared. So whatever that one thing is, pray, seek that one thing and find it. And that will help. The fourth is to make the time and schedule it. We schedule dentist appointment, we schedule time to homeschool, we schedule time, you know, to go to the grocery store, we schedule time to wash our clothes, whether it's, you know, oh gosh, laundry's overflowing and I need to wash it now. Whatever that is, even if you tend to be spontaneous, it doesn't matter. Right now, schedule that time. First, we can't find the time if we don't look for it, right? And second is get rid of those time wasters. I love to sit and watch TV. I could sit and watch the news, or I could sit and watch a movie. It has to have a happy ending. Even if there's a lot of struggles, and it has to be, you know, clean. But I could do that. I could spend every single night if I wanted to, just vegging out and not doing anything. And years ago, I refuse to just do that. So even if I'm with my husband on the couch, he knows that I might have my computer out or I might be jotting down, might have a notebook and I'm jotting down some notes of a podcast I want to share with you or something. When my kids were little, I had, a book that we were going to be studying and I was sticky noting things. My older daughter now homeschools, and we laugh when we pull a book out of the shelf and it's got, you know, a gazillion sticky notes. And she said, I hope you bought stock in this company, Mom, because I did. I loved it because, you know, I could just sit there and, you know, half of me was listening to whatever was on and I didn't care what was on the television because it was pretty much background noise, whatever that is. When I was a younger homeschool mom, we had emails. That was a time sucker. I would get on the computer, let's say, to print something out, and here we went, you know, half an hour later, and my kids were running around, and then I was frustrated, and I was, you know, exhausted trying to get them back into our homeschooling schedule and everything else. So if you can stay away from your device, your whatever that is, until after you get, you know, done with your at least half a day of homeschooling. Lunchtime could be when you jump on social media. But, you know, whatever that time waster is, identify it and get rid of it and use that time for mom time. My daughter was sharing that she was giving herself, you know, the Facebook as mom time. And she found that some in this one group she's in with a lot of other moms, not all of them are homeschooling, but it's a Christian moms group. Often she was annoyed by some of the discussion that was happening. And she said, you know, when I thought this was going to be my mom time, it ended up getting me frustrated. And I realized I needed to, you know, just get out of that group or stay away from it for certain parts of the day and maybe use that later on to jump on and look at that group when I was out with the kids or, you know, watching them play out in the backyard, she said, because that turned out not to be a good thing. So if you're giving yourself some mom time and you're finding yourself frustrated, you know, regroup. Number five, talk to your people. And your people are your immediate family. And you'll be surprised at their response. Get your family on board. When my kids were little, I would say to them, when you wake up in the morning, mommy's going to be praying and I've got my Bible and my journal and I'm going to be in my room every morning after I get a cup of coffee, more than likely before you get up. But if you see mommy praying, then just do something else until mommy's done. And so my kids did that. They would see me, you know, they'd peek in my room and they would see me with my Bible and I would smile to them and I didn't say anything and they quietly closed the door. And then as they got a little bit older, they were joining me with their Bibles, whether they were sitting outside my door on the floor, you know, and again, no guilt because they're, you didn't immediately jump up when you saw your kids wake up. But that was, you know, amazing. And our kids will copy us, whether it's a good or a bad trait, right? They'll copy us. So number six is the final point I want to make, and that is do it. Come to our Facebook group. Let's chat, facebook.com/groups, Homeschool Radio Family. We can talk about this topic and so many more. And make a plan to do this, to give yourself a break, to stop making excuses as why you don't have time. Because again, if you don't fill yourself up, you'll have nothing left to give your family. You're going to get burnt out. And when we get burnt out, you know, so many things happen in our lives and sometimes it's like a domino effect and it just goes downhill. So friends, I want to pray that this podcast helped you and will help you regroup, get your life back, make time for yourselves. It is not anything to feel guilty about. It is something that is necessary as part of your homeschool journey. Again, I want to thank you for listening and thank Second Harvest Curriculum for being our sponsor. For more information, visit podcast 171 on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. God bless everyone. Take care and talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.